AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On Capitol Hill, FBI Director Christopher Wray says multiple foreign extremist groups have called for attacks against Americans and the West in the past few weeks.
Our most immediate concern is that violent extremists, individuals or small groups, will draw inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks against Americans going about their daily lives.
Wray says the FBI isn't currently tracking an organized threat in the U.S., but the threat is there.
One terrorist organization after another calling for attacks. And we should wake up. It is a time to be concerned. We are in a dangerous period.
A barrage of Israeli airstrikes leveled apartment buildings in a refugee camp near Gaza City, and footage showed rescuers pulling men, women, and children out of the rubble. Israel says the strike destroyed a Hamas command center set up in civilian houses and a network of tunnels underneath. Children have returned to school and have planned to go trick-or-treating in Lewiston, Maine, after the deadliest mass shooting in state history. Area residents spent days locked in their homes last week while police searched for the man who shot and killed 18 people at a bowling alley and at a bar. He was found dead Friday. The governor of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, sued the Republican-controlled legislature, arguing it is obstructing basic government functions, including signing off on pay raises for university employees that were previously approved. His doctors say Lawrence Fawcett, the second person to receive a transplanted heart from a pig, has died in Maryland nearly 6 weeks after the highly experimental surgery. Fawcett told the AP last month he has tried and failed to get a human transplant. He decided to try a heart from a pig.
I will fight tooth and nail for every breath I can take.
Fawcett was 58. Big losses throughout October on Wall Street. But today, a little bit of sunshine. The Dow finished up 123 points. This is AP News. Today is the deadline to make NFL trades.
The Washington Commanders have traded Chase Young to the San Francisco 49ers for a third-round draft pick and dealt Montez Sweat to the Chicago Bears for a 2024 second-rounder, according to an AP source. Young will team up with his former Ohio State teammate Nick Bosa to give the Niners a formidable edge-rushing duo and provide a needed boost for a team on a three-game losing streak. Sending away their top two pass rushers signals a major shift for the Commanders under new ownership. Washington has lost 5 of 6 since starting the season 2-0. I'm Gethin Kulba.
Game 4 of the World Series is tonight in Arizona in Phoenix. The Texas Rangers have a 2-1 lead. Last night, Corey Seager launched a 2-run homer and made a slick defensive play in the 8th inning to start a crucial double play. The Rangers beat the Diamondbacks 3-1. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.